Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, back with you, charged up after a wonderful holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. It is Monday, November 29th, my Wayne Allen Root proof of life. It's me, I'm live, it's not Memorex, I'm here. Lots of things to talk about. I've got a column that made news all over the country over the weekend. Get ready for President Hillary Clinton, one of the most controversial columns I've ever written. As usual, a Wayne Root column at the top of news sites all over the country. Conservative liberal Tucker Carlson put it on his website. It's everywhere. Are we ready for President Hillary Clinton? I'll tell you about that in a second. In the meantime, all of us want to live in Texas or Florida, don't we? Ron DeSantis, the greatest governor in America. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Florida will not lock down over media-driven hysteria about the Omicron COVID variant. I call it the Democrat election variant. Just in time, when everybody no longer cared about COVID, no longer listened to Biden, no longer listens to Fauci or the CDC. It's the new version of prohibition. No one listens to government. No one cares what government says because government is stupid. Government is incompetent. Government's a bunch of communist scumbags. No one cares what you say. We don't believe a word you say. And now they've got to ratchet it up. Another level. This new Omicron variant. Give it a new name. What have I been saying on this show? It's like calling an ape King Kong. It changes everything. It's not another ape. It's not another monkey at the zoo. It's King Kong. He's come to kill us all. He'll rip the Empire State Building down. He'll flip cars like little ants. And he'll kill all the passengers, including children, in the cars. It's King Kong. Run for your life. This is Omicron. Run for your life. What a name, Omicron. How about we just say it's a new common cold? It's a new mild flu. It's a joke. The whole thing's a travesty. And pretty soon we're all going to be living in Florida or Texas. I've had it with this crap. If Nevada tries anything, my house will be sold in a week to some liberal moron from California. And I'm off to Texas or Florida. Because this is a joke. If anyone tries to lock our state down or our city of Las Vegas down. Well, before I leave, I'll lead a mass protest that brings the entire strip down. You have no idea what you're dealing with, Sissy Lack. No one here will accept a lockdown. We'll take your damn city down. Florida, which doesn't wear masks, which doesn't get vaccinated. Florida has the lowest coronavirus case rate in the nation, and it drops even further. I'm just going over the news very quickly now so you hear all the biggest news stories, and then we'll dig into them in detail as the show goes on. But trust me, after the first of the year, revolution is coming. Civil war is coming. This nation, you're going to expect, in my opinion, my gut instinct, 2022 will go down in history as one of the worst years, if not the worst year in the history of America. Worse than the Civil War, worse than World War II, worse than the American Revolution. You watch. What Biden's doing is he wants to replicate Australia. He wants to arrest us. He wants to force vaccinate you. He wants to force vaccinate your children. He wants to vaccinate babies upon birth. Not even caring that the vaccine is killing and crippling thousands of people a day. The hospitals are overwhelmed with people who are ill and crippled and dying and dead from the vaccine and from COVID after being double vaccinated. And what they have in store for you after Christmas and New Year's are done, you better enjoy Christmas and New Year's because it could be the last hurrah of the America you know. And believe me when I tell you, our nation is armed. We believe in the Second Amendment. We will not go down and listen to you like Nazi Germany. It's not going to happen. The government cannot force vaccinate anyone. Good news, Trump-appointed judge blocks Biden's vaccine mandates for healthcare workers in 10 states. Great news. A U.S. Navy shipyard turns the tide on Biden and says no to the vaccine mandate. They back down. And the Biden regime quietly backed down today and told federal agencies to suspend enforcement of the vaccine mandate for federal workers until after the holidays. I told you what's going to happen. They know that the country, the jig is up. We've got your number. You're incompetent, failed communist scumbags. And we're ready to take you on. And we're ready to pull your government down. You're not our president. We know that. And you can't tell us to take a poisonous jab that we don't want. So he doesn't want to ruin his popularity when he's in the 30s. He's the most unpopular president in history. He doesn't want to go down to the 20s or the 10s and ruin people's Christmas or New Year's or the entire holiday season. So they've decided to wait for all the draconian ideas and policies till after the holidays. Nothing is off the table and warns Americans the worst vaccine mandate yet may be coming. This is why they came up with a new lie, this Omicron. Oh, Omicron is here. What a stupid name, Omicron. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. King Kong has arrived. Look at the zoo. Look at the ape section. It's not an ape. It's not a monkey. It's King Kong. Give it a name that strikes fear into the average stupid American, ignorant American, who doesn't read, i.e. Democrats, who watches the news, which is nothing more than brainwashing, and they believe the lies. But nowhere on the news does it mention that there's a 5 times increase in healthy world-class athletes who suddenly collapse holding their chest because they're having heart attacks. Young men having heart attacks on the soccer field all across the world. And by the way, you know why I think no NFL player has had a heart attack on the field? Because they're not taking the vax. They're lying. These are guys that make $10 million a year, $5 million a year, $2 million a year, $3 million a year, $20 million a year. They're paying doctors to say they got the vaccine when they didn't. And why would a doctor care? If you go in his office and he takes the vaccine and he walks in and closes the door and locks it, and now he makes believe, he shoots it on the floor, he misses your arm, and you hand him $50,000 cash. And the athlete tells all his other athletes on the team that they could all do the same thing. And 20 of them say yes. What's 20 times $50,000? $1 million cash. There are, Wayne Root says, my opinion, there are doctors all across America collecting $1 million cash from the richest people in America and the richest people in the world and the richest athletes in America to fake vaccine mandates, to say they got it, or vaccine passports, to say they got it and they don't. That's the only reason that NFL players are not dropping dead all over the field the same way soccer players are. Because in Europe, they're all so dumb. They believe the Kool-Aid. They drink the Kool-Aid. They believe the lies and the re-education, the communist re-education. So the players are actually taking the vaccine in the soccer world, but in the United States, way too smart for that. Mostly black athletes of the NFL. And black athletes do not believe in vaccines. They do not. It's a fact. Do not believe in vaccines. And so, not black athletes, but black America doesn't believe in vaccines. They know how many times the government has lied to them. And so I believe the NFL is filled with players who claim they're vaccinated and they're not. And that's the only reason they're not dropping dead all over the field. Because all across the world, players are dropping either dead or having heart attacks and scaring the bejesus out of everyone. And then this, to me, is an example of the arrogance of government. And how, if you listen to them, you're a fool. Minnesota Public School District tried to charge concerned parents $900,000 plus for records. A public school district in Minnesota told a law firm representing concerned parents that it could cost upwards of $901,000, $121.15 to complete a government records request. An attorney at Mormon, Cardell, and Erickson in Minneapolis sent a Government Data Practice Act request to the interim superintendent at Rochester public school district in Minnesota on September 20th. The request was made on behalf of Equality in Education, a Concerned Parents Association. The request asked the Rochester, Minnesota Public School District to release information on the development of curriculum, conferences, or seminars for teachers and students related to equity, social justice, and critical race theory. The request called for records dating back to January 20th in elementary, middle, and high school. Keep in mind, these are our schools, this is our tax money that you're teaching, brainwashing our children with communist, anti-white, anti-American Kool-Aid, communist brainwashing, and you're doing it with our money. We fund the schools, and we pay the salaries of the teachers. Specific words the group was concerned about include equity, social justice, cultural competency, race, intersexuality, or CRT, all related to critical race theory. So Equality in Education asked the school district to provide the record by December 15th. On November 12th, an attorney representing the district said it would cost $901,000, $121.15, to obtain the records, and they must prepay before the district would complete their request. So here's the question. In the history of America, has there ever been a black person or a person of color or a BLM activist or a Democrat politician or any parent on the left who's ever asked for records and someone has had the nerve to say to them, I expect payment of $901,000 in advance before I will look or shell it out? Has that ever happened to anyone on the left in the history of America? And of course, the answer is no way, Jose. It's never happened in America. Only on the right does someone tell you, it's your tax money, you pay for the teachers, you pay for the schools, your property taxes fund it all. We want you to pay almost $1 million for information. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. By the way, I need to mention this. I mentioned it last week very quickly in passing, that I'm writing a column this week. It's going to be my next nationally syndicated column. I'm announcing to the whole world that I had COVID last month, and I beat COVID in 48 hours. Oh, my God, it's death-defying. It's a death sentence. We're all going to die. I beat it in 48 hours with ivermectin and mega vitamins. I turned it into a mild cold, and the mild cold ended in 48 hours. So mild that I never missed this radio show. I did 3 hours a night, and none of you ever knew. I did my 3 hours a day or night, however you'd like to term it, of my radio show while I had COVID. And during that same period, I was the guest for an hour on the Alex Jones TV show. And I was on, I believe, Steve Bannon's War Room show. And I made other TV appearances with COVID and looked great. No one knew. And that's how minor COVID is if you take ivermectin. And in addition, I did 30-plus radio interviews that week to promote my book, which had hit number one, the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. I did all that with COVID. No one knew. No one guessed. Wow, what a death sentence. Now, I'm not making light of the flu or a common cold, because there are some people who get really sick with a common cold, and there's some people who get the flu and they get really sick, and some people even die, and many get hospitalized with the flu. No one ever needed to shut down society or lock anyone in their house or force them to take a vaccine that might kill them or their family, or certainly leave you disabled for the rest of your life with major autoimmune disease and major heart inflammation and multi-organ failure and strokes. Maybe you could have half your mouth hanging for the rest of your life because of the vaccine. And massive, dangerous, so painful you can't leave your house for weeks, outbreaks of shingles and herpes. The vaccine causes all of that. No one ever said you had to do that in order to beat a minor, mild flu. No one ever said you had to do that to beat a common cold virus. That's what we're dealing with. Omicron, crom up your butt. I don't care what they call it. It's all a bunch of BS. It's a bad flu. It's a contagious flu. It's real. The response to it is fake, scam, Ponzi scheme. The response to it is to destroy our economy, kill capitalism, the Great Reset, destroy the United States and American exceptionalism, and make sure it's one-party rule with Democrats winning for the rest of all time with mail-in ballots. And on top of that, no matter how many people get sick and die from the vaccine, which doesn't work because everyone who takes the vaccine gets COVID, because who has COVID this week? The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys has COVID. Many players on the Dallas Cowboys have COVID, and they're all vaccinated. It doesn't work, and it's dangerous, and it's deadly. But most importantly, people pushing it make money, lots of money. And the doctors are afraid to tell you what Wayne Root has the balls to tell you. You know, at my wedding, one of the biggest singers in Vegas, I won't say his name because I don't want to get him in any trouble. One of the biggest singers in all of Vegas, from the biggest singing family in Vegas, is a big fan of mine, listens to this show. And he sang a beautiful song to me and my new wife, Cindy. And when the song was over, he said, Wayne Root is my hero. Wayne Root has the balls to tell you things nobody else will. Wayne Root doesn't have two balls. He has five balls. And I consider that a huge compliment. Thank you, my friend. I'm just not going to say the name because I don't want anybody to get in any trouble. You know, I'm the guy who takes the heat for all of you. I say what everyone knows and everyone's thinking or everyone needs to know so you don't have to get in trouble and you don't have to lose your job. Wayne Root says it because I got five balls. For now, I'll call me Five Ball Root. You heard eight ball. I'm Five Ball Root. Minnesota Root. Minnesota Five Ball Root. That's what it is. No, it should be Nevada Five Ball Root. Nevada Five Ball Root. Vegas Five Ball Root. There we go. Now I got it. Maybe soon to be if Governor Sisolak, who has no balls. You know what Sisolak's like? He's like my dog Bubba. I cut his balls off. That's what Sisolak is like. He's got no balls. He wants to lock down. I'll bet you he wants to lock down Las Vegas again. I'll bet you he'd like to put in a COVID vaccine mandate. I'll bet you he'd like to mask mandate us for life. And what's going to happen is everyone's going to move out of Las Vegas. It's going to be a ghost town. But I wrote the comments here over the weekend. Biden is a brain-dead zombie puppet, and they're going to have to replace him very soon. Get ready for President Hillary Clinton. I don't know who it's going to be they replace him with, but I know they're getting rid of Biden. Throw Grandpa off the train. They have no choice. They're going to have to throw Grandpa off the train. Biden's finished. He's done. They used him for all they could use him for. He played for the Democrats the white moderate card. The white old man, non-threatening, moderate card. And he won. Now they don't need him anymore. Biden's got to go. The jig is up. Everyone knows he's brain dead. Biden's gone. Whether it's Hillary replaced him or not, someone will replace him soon.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War. Now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer spending has recovered to where it was headed before the pandemic. President Biden's comments as he meets with CEOs and other business leaders at the White House on Monday, the president discussing supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. A judge is stopping President Biden's vaccine mandate for some healthcare workers. The government was looking to implement the vaccine requirement for workers at medical facilities that get federal funding. With the judge's ruling, workers in 10 states do not have to comply. The judge saying the mandate would hinder a healthcare facility's ability to carry out its purpose for treating patients. A jury in New York is being seated in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming underage minors for Jeffrey Epstein. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, way out of the roots on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, nationwide on USA Radio Network. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know them because they are the regular sponsors of this show because they're CBD products. But Sons of Liberty is now working on vitamin D, also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't, but you need vitamin D. And they've been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending vitamin D3 spray vitamin. You heard me, five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3, and it's instantly in your bloodstream, because when you take a vitamin pill, it goes through your stomach, and all the acid hits it, and then some of it gets in your body, and some of it doesn't. But when you spray it onto your tongue, it goes instantly into your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with the great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. And for only for my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is the website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And they're offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Say WAR15 and get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. All right, we've got a guest here, regular guest, Liz Peek, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is lizpeek.com, P-E-E-K, lizpeek.com. Liz, happy holidays. Welcome to The Wayne Root Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So your latest column at Fox News is, as Omicron threatens the U.S., is Biden up to the task? And I'm laughing because, you know, we both agree he's not up to the task. But the question is there even a task to be up to? See, I think this is like prohibition. If you say to me, I can't, and by the way, I've never drank in my life. Do you know that? I've never drank alcohol in my life. But if government told me to not drink, I would start drinking. See, I'm just one of those people that whatever you tell me to do, I hate government and I will always do the opposite. So I don't think anyone's listening to government anymore. No one believes Fauci. No one on the right anyway believes anything Biden says, Fauci says, CDC says. Nobody cares what they're saying anymore. Omicron is a joke. That name is like it's like calling an ape King Kong. Oh my God, it's Omicron. It's the flu.
Well, the funny thing was, I don't know if you listened to Joe Biden's conference today, a discussion about it, the remarks he made.
I didn't. Educate me, please.
He kept calling it Omicron. And honestly, I was sitting there on, in the studio with two other guys who were waiting to go on watching this, and he did it four times. I mean, it's like George Bush and the word nuclear. He could never say nuclear somehow.
Nuclear.
Now we've got Omicron, which is sort of like that thing where people in Santa costumes prowl the Lower East Side or something. I don't know. Anyway.
You know what's funny, though? When you have dementia, sometimes you can tell the truth in the words you say. It is a con. That's the right word. Omicron.
Well, look, here's what I think about this thing. I don't know why the World Health Organization jumped on this so fast, except I guess it is very transmissible. And in some parts of the world where a lot of people haven't been vaccinated, it could be, I guess, pretty dangerous. But here, Biden basically spent all his time talking about how, just reiterating, it was like he was on repeat,
Well, what, Liz?
Get boosted, get vaccinated, get
Liz, what about where you live? New York. The governor basically declared a state of emergency in the whole state. There's not one case in America, and it's a state of emergency lockdown, New York. Oh, my God, Omicron is coming.
Yeah, it does seem kind of ridiculous. She's new, what can I tell you, and untested. But I think, so really the issue was, why did the market tank on Friday? I mean, really, what was that all about? And I think it had less to do, it had certainly something to do with this virus mutation, whatever you want to call it, coming along, because I think people are worried that, oh my gosh, here we've made so much progress, we're all out going to the movies. I went to a movie for the first time in 2 years over the weekend, which is so fun. People are out doing things, their comfort level's up, the economy is doing great. And all we need is some really heinous new variant of this virus to kind of inspire a shutdown by the government. In other words, I don't think the market was reacting to the virus so much as they were reacting to what Joe Biden might do about the virus.
Right.
And by the way, during his comments, he said, you know, we're not going to do any further lockdowns, and the market began to go up. And that is, you know, kind of, I really think, tells the story.
But you know what everyone ignored, Liz? Everyone ignored the doctor. What everyone ignored is the doctor who announced the new form of COVID in South Africa.
Yeah, I know.
That doctor said very, very mild symptoms. Since when do we shut down a country or force vaccinate everybody, including little children, toddlers, and babies, because you might get exhausted, a little bit of fever, and a little cough? This is ridiculous. It's the flu.
Yeah, I think we have to kind of get through something like this, frankly, something like this variant, and have a whole bunch of people get it and find out, guess what, it's not that severe, as you're saying. I mean, I had COVID, and it was basically like a very I was fortunate. I had a very mild case. Obviously, a lot of people have gotten very sick. But it was basically kind of like a mild case of the flu. And I think as this thing goes on, it does get weaker. That's sort of the history of viruses,
correct,
I gather. And so now so in a way, you know, maybe it isn't the worst thing that could happen to have this thing kind of blitz the country, which my guess is, you know, we will have, because Biden didn't shut down travelers from South Africa immediately. Betsy McCoy wrote a good piece today saying, you know, one airplane from South Africa landed in, I think it was in Belgium, and 12 people or something had this new strain. So, I mean, it's not hard to have this thing come in. If you leave the airports open for 3 days, chances are we're going to have it. But maybe that's not the worst thing. Have everyone get this thing, realize it's not so bad, it's no worse than the flu, and then life kind of goes back to normal, I think.
Do you realize
Anthony Fauci showing up on our TV screens all the time?
Do you realize how the governments try their best to demonize ivermectin? India had the worst case of COVID in the world, and the government handed out free ivermectin plus vitamin C, D, and zinc to every citizen in the slums of India. And do you know that in a state of 200 million people that was just covered in COVID and people dying and people hospitalized, it totally went away? Gone.
Yeah.
And so as recently as a month ago, I just announced on my show in the last few days I had COVID. And I did my show 3 hours a day with COVID and no one even knew. And I went on TV 3 times during that week and no one even knew. And I promoted my new book that went to number one on Amazon. I did 30 radio interviews separate from my 3-hour radio show and no one knew I had COVID. And my symptoms were actually pretty bad for a day. And I took ivermectin and I took massive doses of vitamins and it went away in 48 hours. That's it.
Right. You're
very
fortunate.
That's the answer. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to admit it. Like, you're taking like a horse dewormer. No, you're not. You're taking a pill that won a Nobel Peace Prize for humans. It is not a horse dewormer. That's a lie made up by the government and liberals to keep you from taking something. That means you wouldn't have to worry about the vaccine or worry about the virus. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Well,
how do they let people do that?
I think the good news is I think people are going beyond the CDC, which has been so contradictory and so confusing for the last 6 months. You know, I think they kind of blew their credibility totally when basically they completely underplayed the so-called breakthrough infections. They basically pretended for a long time that that wasn't happening. And then everybody knew somebody who'd gotten sick even though they were fully vaccinated. So finally, there had to be some sort of reckoning on that. And Anthony Fauci is just sort of ridiculous sounding. So I don't think this is all bad that people are kind of looking around for other answers. But again, I don't think it's bad, frankly, if we have this wave and it doesn't amount to anything. That's good because there will be other waves and maybe this means we can finally kind of put this in perspective. And by the way, there are hundreds of thousands of people who've died. So it's not something to dismiss. But thankfully, I do feel like, to your point, there are therapeutics now. The vaccines have some impact, the booster shots, whatever. So I think we move on. But by the way, let's talk about the market, okay, and why it actually did sell off so dramatically. And you'll notice it came back today, but it didn't come back. We didn't make up all the ground we lost on Friday.
Right.
The real issue is the Federal Reserve and the fact that over the last 3 weeks, I would say, there has been a very dramatic change in tone from the Fed about policy, about the way it looks at inflation. Basically, the White House and the Federal Reserve have, and the Treasury, Janet Yellen, have completely underestimated the durability of inflation, what it's meant, how long it was, how high it was going to go, how long it was going to last, and have had completely bogus explanations of how we're going to get rid of it. That, I think, is what really is concerning people, because when the Fed is talking about this very mild tapering and stuff, a lot of people now are coming out, not only former Fed chairs, Bill Ackman today, a whole bunch of people are saying, do it now. This is unconscionable. It's reckless. And you are causing a really serious problem here, which isn't going to go away anytime soon. So I think that's the issue.
Well, and the issue is soaring gas prices and massive inflation and supply chain disasters.
That's part of
the deal. Biden has no answers to anything. As a matter of fact, he's causing it. You know, I remember when Clinton said, I feel your pain, and I joked on, I was on Bill Maher's show that day, and I said, Bill, the reason he feels your pain is because he's the one causing it. And that's what I feel with Biden. He's the reason for it. His policies are causing all of this, and he has no answers on top of that. So he just looks like a lost, brain dead, confused, you know, dementia victim. And I think, you know, we've all, you know, not you and me maybe, but the average Democrat's been suckered because this guy was a bad pick for president. Hey, Liz Pick, we got to run. Economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. We enjoy having her on always. Liz, we'll have you on, I'm sure, before Christmas. But if I don't speak to you, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
To you, too. To you, too. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. The website is LizPeek.com, LizPeek.com. She's got some great insights, especially economic, and we enjoy having her on. Thank you, Liz. Wayne Allyn-Root, we'll be right back on The Wayne Allyn-Root Show.
Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and we want to say an early Merry Christmas. And we don't just want to say it with words, we want to say it with actions. That's right. Energized Health has a Christmas gift for you on behalf of Wayne Allyn-Root. We want to literally give your spouse our transformation protocol that has transformed lives in health for the last 25 years. We want to give it to you as our Christmas present. So when you sign up today, we're going to give it as a gift to your spouse. That's right. Don't wait for a New Year's resolution. Have a revolution of your health, of your life, and your weight. You can do this today. It's simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. And it has helped thousands of Wayne Allyn-Root listeners nationwide and around the world. So contact us today. EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Or call us direct. 888-444-8895.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and un...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior on USA Radio Network. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. He is a board-certified physician in New York. Zelenko has provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, which is vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. And just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. It's all built around zinc, which is one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. Go to rootforamerica.com, my website. Make it simple for you. Rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. We know you're driving very often listening to this radio show, so we thought what would be the easiest way for you to get a hold of Z-Stack? It'd be to go to my website. Anyone can remember that. Rootforamerica.com. What do I do all day? Root for America. Rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Here is my column that that came out over the weekend. Get ready for President Hillary Clinton. Muhammad Ali. Basically, I'm gonna paraphrase it because we don't have time for me to read the whole column. But I'll give you the highs and the lows. First of all, I said it ain't bragging if you can back it up. That was Ali's famous saying. So excuse me for bragging, but in my 6 years as a nationally syndicated radio and TV host, my predictions have been number one in the country. I'm batting close to 990, best record of anyone in the media. And then I go through a lot of my predictions, which have all turned out to be clearly right. And then I come to the conclusion that Democrats are getting ready to install Hillary Clinton as president of the United States. And you might ask, how will they do it? And I say the answer is simple. Biden is finished. He served his useful purpose. He provided a white, experienced, grandfatherly, supposedly moderate face to serve. The mail-in ballot fraud got Democrats 90% of the way home in rigging and stealing the 2020 election, and Biden's white, moderate grandfather routine did the rest. He fooled just enough clueless, naive voters in a handful of battleground states to finish the job. Keep in mind, I believe 90% of it was pure fraud and vote rigging and voter fraud, but 10% was people that were fooled who would never vote for Biden again. But the jig is up. Biden's approval is now in the 30% range. That means he has no one left on his side but friends, family, campaign aides, welfare addicts, and illegal aliens. Everyone with a brain understands Biden is brain dead. It's hard to miss the daily decline in his cognitive abilities. And Democrat puppet masters have no choice anymore but to throw Grandpa from the train. Remember that movie, Throw Grandpa from the Train? This is a time to throw Biden from the train. Biden's days are numbered before he'll be forced to step down after admitting he can't do the job anymore due to rapidly advancing dementia. Biden is as good as gone. At this point, it's only a matter of when. Now, that would make Kamala president. And by the way, that may happen. Democrats may be suicidal enough and delusional enough that they actually do make Kamala the president, even though she's the most deeply flawed, despised, and unpopular VP in the history of America. Maybe in the history of the world. She's at 28% approval in polls that oversample Democrats. Kamala's problem is that no one likes her. Not men, not women, not whites, not blacks. She is a talentless, empty suit with an evil, insane laugh who screwed her way to the top. Literally to the top, because she was on top of Willie Brown. Normally, females support Democrats, and that's the only thing that keeps them, you know, from going under, from drowning, is female support. Not this time, because women hate talentless women who screw their way to the top. So Democrats have a big problem. Everyone hates Kamala. I believe Kamala has to go, too. So here's my crystal ball. Democrats will demand Kamala Harris's resignation. She'll cite personal reasons or family issues, and then corrupt Democrat billionaire donors will give her a $25 million mansion to retire in, and you'll never hear from Kamala again. No complaints. Next, they'll name Hillary Clinton as VP. Now, that's always the worst thing in the world, to be on top, and Hillary Clinton is underneath you. I'm not just talking about sex, either. I'm talking about if you're in politics and Hillary Clinton is underneath you, you better get ready for Clinton side. Suicide, murder, shot in the head by mistake. Shot in the head by suicide, even though there were a lot of people in the area. I'm telling you, your plane's going to go down. Your boat's going to sink. Never have Hillary Clinton under you, in any case. But very quickly after they name Hillary's vice president, you're going to see them start planting nonstop stories in the media saying that Biden's aides see him in dramatic mental decline, and they're going to do that for several months. And then Biden is going to make his touching goodbye announcement and ride off to a nursing home specializing in dementia victims. And like Kamala, just like Kamala, his wife Jill Biden will get a $25 million mansion as incentive to shut her mouth, and she'll never be heard from again. And just like that, Hillary is president of the United States. Now, I'm guessing Democrats will need a black woman as vice president because they have to lock down every last black vote in 2024. They have no chance of beating Trump. So, guess what? Michelle Obama! Guess who's coming to dinner? Michelle Obama! I don't know if any of this is going to happen. I know that Biden will be replaced. I don't know if Hillary and Michelle Obama are at the top of the Democrats' plans, but I know Hillary's suddenly in the news day and night. And there's got to be a reason for that. She's making a comeback. She's angling for that job, I can tell you that. Maybe Michelle Obama will get the top job on the ticket. I don't know. But all I can tell you is don't bet against it. Don't laugh. Get ready. It's coming. Can you imagine Trump versus Clinton Obama in 2024. Can you picture the headlines? Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama. The most famous names in the history of modern American politics. Trump, Clinton, Obama could all be running against each other in 2024. My crystal ball says it's possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
82.